case number 9721, Eugene Mikowski, south of Road 277, east of Elmwood Avenue, east being lot 10 and half of lot 9, section 1, within Angola by the Bay development. A variance from the front yard and side yard setback requirements.
Good evening. For the record, my name is Shannon Carmine. I'm an attorney with the law firm of Sergovic & Ellis. I represent the applicant, Mr. Eugene Michalski, who has applied for a 3.3-foot variance from the front yard setback requirement of 30 feet and a 0.5-foot variance from the side yard setback requirement of 10 feet for a property that's located in the Angola by the Bay community. Although Mr. Michalski is the applicant, he is now the former owner of this property. The property was recently sold in late December of 2006 to Thomas and Elizabeth Berry. Mr. Michalski is elderly and resides in Elkton, Maryland, and was unable to attend the hearing tonight. And the current property owners also reside outside the area in Wilmington, Delaware, and were also unable to attend. Mr. Michalski acquired the property in 1975. In 1977, he purchased a manufactured home, which he had placed on the property. It is a permanent improvement to the property. Although a certificate of occupancy was never received for the home in 1977, Mr. Michalski was unaware of any violations. The current violations were discovered by a new survey that was prepared for the sale of the property to the Berries, and that survey was received just prior to settlement in late December of 2006. So therefore, neither the applicant nor the current property owners were aware of the violations. The property is unique in shape as it's somewhat rectangular, and the home itself is even placed with the front of the house facing the side lot line as opposed to the front lot line. The hardship was not self-created by the current property owners and was unknown to the previous owner, Mr. Michalski. There's no possibility that the property can be developed in compliance with the code, as it would be necessary to remove a permanent improvement to the property. A variance is necessary to enable the reasonable use of the property. Variance, if authorized, will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood, nor will it be detrimental to the public welfare. The Angola by the Bay Homeowners Association has submitted for the board's consideration a letter of no objection to this variance request. The variance, if authorized, will also represent a minimum variance that will afford relief, and it does represent the least modification possible of the regulation in issue. I thank you for your consideration of this request, and I request that you approve the variance as proposed. Thank you.
Now, are there any questions from members of the board, Mr. Cape?
No, sir.
No. Mr. Hudson? No. Mr. Mills? Hearing no questions? Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, if there's no further discussion, I'd like to move that we approve case number 9721, as I don't feel it'll change the essential character of the neighborhood.
You have a second to that motion?
Second.
I have a motion by Mr. McCabe, a second by Mr. Hudson, that we approve case number 9721. All those in favor of the motion, give you the voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Case is approved.
Thank you. Case number 9722.